All right, Doug, we debuted this last week. Either or, where there's just two things. You and I are picking between one or the other. It's that simple. We talked about it last week with the All-Star snubs. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to do this the All-Star edition. This is all the All-Stars that are in there. We got a couple of either or. So we'll start with a couple of Celtics. Either or. Who are you taking?
Okay.
On your team.
Hold on. Who's going first here?
You will on this one.
Okay. So you got to make the list, look at it all day, study it, and then make me go first. That's why he doesn't call me back. I see how you do.
Wait, let's.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, anyway, moving on.
I'll go first if you'd like.
No, that's good.
Okay. And we don't have to be on different sides, but we might end up on different sides. Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum?
This is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
It is. I'm a big Jason Tatum fan, and watching him, man, he is special. But I'm going to go Brown here. Yeah, I am. I'm going to go I like the fact that he really plays on the other end of the floor. But he's giving you the same type of production. Now, he might not be the closer that Jason Tatum is. I'll give you that. We don't know that yet. He's got to get in the playoffs, got to do it. But Jason Tatum is an absolute scoring killer. Brown is a really good all-around basketball player. And give me that.
I'm with you. I thought you were going to take Tatum.
Oh, really?
I know you're a big fan of him.
Yeah, I am. It was when you said it, I was like, damn, man. Yeah, look at you. You did your homework. That's a really tough one.
I took Jaylen Brown as well for a couple of exact same reasons you did, and especially this year. He has made a significant jump offensively.
Yeah.
He was already a pretty good offensive player. Now he's a really good offensive player. And I think your point on Tatum is right that, I mean, it's – in this league, Boston goes to him at the end. And they've got a couple guys. They can go to Kemba. They can go to him. They can go to Brown. They haven't really that much to Brown, but I believe he could be a closer.
I do, too.
We just haven't seen it as much.
Right. And what I just talk about, progression,
mm-hmm.
this latest iteration of him is an all-star.
Yes, and he finally made it.
And if you look at both of their how they've escalated up points-wise, mm-hmm. it's very similar. Jason Tatum's a little more prolific. I think his was like 7-10 and then like 6 now. But Brown has been like 7-7-9 or yeah. something. It was like, oh, man, he's doing it.
Yeah. So, all right, we both select Jaylen Brown. All right.
I selected first.
Okay. Next up. Kawhi or Giannis? Would you like me to go first this time?
What do you mean? Would I like you? It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Yeah. Okay. This one's difficult.
Or I could go first every time. I mean.
No?
Okay.
I'll go first this time.
Like us golfing. see what I did there?
Yeah, you're wrong for that.
I am.
All right. So Kawhi or Giannis? This one's really difficult for me as well. I'm going to take Giannis. And I'm almost doing that with reservations. Because of what Kawhi has already done and what we just talked about and what he has the ability to do. I really feel like Giannis is chasing it still. And I don't know how else I mean that, but like he's heard what he's failed on. He has all this ability. He's a great defensive player. He needs to show us in the biggest moments and hasn't done it. Kawhi has, but even with all that, I'll take my chances. I think it's Giannis.
It's interesting because I'm going to go Giannis too.
Mm.
Yeah, I am. Because I think that Giannis.
We're turning down a three-time champion, right?
Yeah, I get it. I think that Giannis is going to continue to improve. And as I say that, it hurts me inside because Kawhi is, man, I almost want to change my mind. But I'm not going to. I look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I think his failures, and make no mistake about it, they have been. They have been. Meaning that his failures, you looked at Deuce. Was Deuce on
he
the
was
other
point, I could tell what he was talking about, his jump shot. So, like, there's a flaw in Giannis I don't know that Kawhi necessarily has flaws in his game, but I still feel like there's more. I think Giannis is still growing.
I think Giannis wants it so bad
that
he's going to keep turning over the rocks and the pebbles, and he's just going to – like, one of the things that I see in his game now is passing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's turned into a better passer. I think that he realizes that he has to figure that part of his game out. The shooting part, not until he comes and talks to me, is that going to work for him? Okay?
Oh, you're going to teach him the shooting?
Absolutely. I got him.
Okay.
But if he doesn't, I could be wrong here.
Okay. But we both take Giannis.
Yeah, that's
all right.
That's scary. I don't
know. We're two for two.
No, well,
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I said it with my chest.
Okay, I kind of said it with my collarbone.
Okay. Next up, All-Star Edition. Either or.
Oh, this is a good one. Wow.
Ben Simmons or Paul George? It's your turn, you know.
Yeah, I do.
A deep sigh.
This one hurts me. Because what I'm going to say is probably not what you're thinking. I'm going Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Because I think that this – now, he's not the offensive player that he is, but watching them play – he guards the best guy. He wants to guard the best guy. I don't know that he's ever going to be an offensive player. I don't know that. I think Paul George's ability to deliver on the biggest stage is in question. Ben's is as well. There's a theme here. I want you to play both ends of the floor. That's a thing.
Paul George plays some pretty good defense.
He does. He does. I'm just saying with the other two. Both of these guys are actually kind of 3-and-D. This is a leading guard position with Ben Simmons. And he actually just playing a little bit more off the ball. But, that one, these are some good ones because I could make an argument for either side.
Yeah, I picked Paul George. This one I'm not saying with my chest. It's reluctantly because I've been very critical of him. I feel like he has not broken through in the biggest moments. He's had some good teams with the Pacers and other teams. He was an MVP candidate with OKC. Had a team that was ready to go. People thought could be a champion last year, and yeah, they fell short, but it's the way they went out. Even with all that, Doug, I just think there's a little bit more to his overall game. I know what you're saying about Simmons being and his height and being able to guard multiple people. He just has such limitations offensively on the shooting that would scare me. And though I'm not the biggest supporter of Paul George, that's who I would take here.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
All right. Next,
more offensive.
Next one.
I see you.
Either or All-Star Edition.
This one right here. This should be legal to even ask.
Why? Steph?
Because you know how I feel about Dame Dollar.
Or Dame.
Yeah.
It is unfair.
It is. I ain't picking against Steph, though. I mean, he's changed – the kid's changed the game. Damian Lillard, man.
I think what's a testimony to Dame, though, is I honestly think this is a great debate. And there was a time where I'm like, come on.
I would agree with you. Yeah,
Steph,
like
multiple
stop.
MVP titles, greatest shooter we've ever seen. Come on. And Dame, there's no titles, no MVPs.
But boy.
What the way he plays, the way he carries that team, the way he carries himself, Dame time. I would pick Steph.
Yeah.
But that is about as razor thin, honestly. And that's amazing.
Is that weird?
Yes.
It is.
But that when I put that on there, I'm like, how is this a debate? But it is.
Yeah, it truly is. I don't think – I say this. I don't think Dame gets enough credit. Like, he's a bad dude, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the little wiggle before the move and all of the balance and effortlessness and the game face – he's playing with joy, but he does it in a real, like, chill manner. I mean, if I'm going and I'm like, oh, you got him? Give me him. Oh, totally. I'll probably win.
So who are you picking, Steph?
I'm picking
yeah,
Steph, though.
We both have Steph. But that's, man, that's a tough one.
I didn't go that same way with Kawhi winning all the championships.
Yeah, true.
But with the exception of Toronto, the other ones he was a part of.
Right.
If you guys get the chance – on The Athletic, Jason Quick did an article about Damian Lillard and basically like all the stuff you really haven't heard about with he's had some family members dying like since 2020.
You know what? Just give us a cliff note.
Oh, it's just everything that he's him trying to separate his family life and just play basketball when he's in the basketball court and then being with family. But there is a point where he said like, this isn't really important talking about playing the game. He's just like all the stuff that's going on right now. He goes, it's not that I don't care, but it doesn't have the same meaning.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's a really good story.
Yeah, you know, I saw a little clip hit it, and I was doing a whole bunch of stuff. I read, like, what when you said that, Chris, I read that headline and just went, wow. I can't even imagine trying to do that. I remember when I was playing for the Kings and my grandpa died, and it was tough, man. But that's part of also.
Yeah.
It's part of having a team, man.
Those
because
pick you
they,
up.
Yep, they were all around me and boosted me in a time when I you know, my family did too. But sometimes you got to get away from that and just kind of
and even get more support,
yeah. And then have this to come to
right
for Isaiah Thomas talked about it
Escape.
The day with his sister China when she passed away and he played. I got a 2-hour window where. And I'm only talking about as soon as your feet get on the court
because right back, the feelings are back.
Yeah, because as soon as there's a timeout before the game starts, you're still in that mindset.
Yeah.
Not until you hit the court does it go away.
Yeah.
And for Dame, man, shout out, send a lot of love that way.
For sure. All right, we got one more either or.
I didn't see that one.
I know.
Oh, see
this one's Chris.
This is what you do when you don't talk to each other.
I don't know it either, Chris.
So. Tonight is the big night. Shaquille O'Neal.
Hold on. What's Jay laughing about in the background?
Because he knows what it's about. Shaquille O'Neal versus Cody Rhodes. Actually, it's a tag team match. Shaquille O'Neal and Jade versus Cody Rhodes and Red Velvet. Cody Rhodes was on NBA on TNT last night.
Red Velvet. I saw him.
Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, so Shaq's weakness when a basketball player was his free throw shooting. What is his weakness in this match?
I don't want to deeply insult the man, but I'm going to have to. He's in great physical, aesthetic, vanity shape. I'm sure you've seen on Instagram, he's looking
vanity.
All jacked. He's shredded, but those are show muscles. I don't think Shaq has any go muscles. And I know I don't think he has enough just oxygen. I don't think he has enough gas in the tank. I'm going to run around him. This is Johnny Cage. This is Goro. If he gets his hands on me, Shaq wins 100%. I get it. But he's not going to get his hands on me because once I blow him up, there's no way he can pick me up. Red Velvet or Red Cupcake, as Shaq likes to refer to her, she slides in, she gets the dub. That's the game plan.
And there's a bet going on that he's going to body slam me. I'm telling you, that'll never happen.
Wow.
You can cancel that all the way.
So.
Either or.
Either or. Shaq or Cody Rhodes.
Where are you going?
Oh, me? Okay. I'm taking Shaquille O'Neal. Barbecue chicken.
Are you?
Yeah.
Give me Rhodes, baby.
Yeah?
There we go.
And I think you'll see a body slam.
Well, maybe Red Velvet.
I think it might be a double body slam.
Oh, okay.
With the cupcake and a whole nine, baby.
That's tonight, Chris, or tomorrow night, you said?
That's tonight.
Tonight.
And I actually put some respect on his name because I have always kind of referred to him as Dusty's son.
There you go.
Yeah, he's Cody Rhodes is a grandson of a plumber because Dusty Rhodes was the son of a plumber.
Well done.
He always has something.
Yes, he does. Well, he's going to have more for us coming up. We'll get Chris's over-under for tonight. We still have the crossover and five on it as we continue here on KHDK.